In just a minute, we're going to see how Carl and one of our listeners do with some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Charlie, we can't imagine why, but some members of our armed services are reconsidering their commitment to serve. It turns out that in 2004, the last year measured, more than 3,000 troops got themselves a discharge simply by doing what?
Asking for it.
No, that doesn't work anymore.
No, it doesn't. I want to leave the Army now.
No, no.
Can I go home?
No, no.
It doesn't work.
I'll give you a hint. They call it the Mama Cass deferment.
What, they got fat?
Yes.
I thought maybe they choked on a cookie.
No.
MRE.
All throughout the Army,
so what do they do? They eat themselves out of the service?
Well, that's the idea. All throughout the Army, there are these clerks, drivers, other administrative personnel, and they're suddenly faced with the prospect of clerking or driving while getting shot at.
Ooh.
In Iraq.
That's got to hurt.
Yeah. So apparently, some of them are trying to eat their way out of their commitment. For men, if you surpass 22% body fat, you get a discharge. So it's like, what did you do in the war, Daddy? Well, I single-handedly freed a Krispy Kreme, son.
I ate my way out of my marriage. That's okay, right?
Yeah. Was it a dishonorable thing or an honorable discharge?
Well, it wasn't pretty.
No, I bet not.
I'm many jokes and only one FCC license. It's terrible.
Is that how it works? Does, like, the Joint Chiefs look at the guy and say, we just don't find you attractive anymore? I don't know.
I'm just not into you.
Yeah.
It's not you, it's me.
Roy, undercover police officers in Virginia insist that the only way they had to bust a suspected ring of prostitutes was to do what?
Well, it's how do you know whether they're actually prostitutes until you... submit to your... what's a good way of putting it on television? I guess they actually sample their wares.
That's so genteel.
That's good. Oh. We'll go with that.
What do you want me to say?
You're right,
I don't know, but it sounds like they're... It sounds very much like they're selling pottery.
No. That's what they did. Mm-hmm. One could say they in the pursuit of justice, they went all the way.
That's good.
The Spotsylvania County Sheriff...
But the question is, will the evidence stand up in court?
They were just, they were just laying down the law, Charlie.
Oh, my God.
The Spotsylvania, Virginia County Sheriff told the Washington Post, quote, if I thought we could get the conviction without that, we wouldn't allow it. But this had to be done. That explains why, in one case, I guess, the officer tipped the suspect $350 for her most excellent and enjoyable evidence. Amy, the new government of Bolivia is trying to find profitable uses for that country's staple crop, namely the coca plant. Now we're talking. The Bolivian foreign minister, in fact, suggested that coca be used to make what?
Exfoliant. No, that's not right. That wasn't right.
I'll give you a hint. Inside every box, you'd have a little silver spoon to hang around your neck.
Cocaine.
No, that's been done, dear.
Shoot, I thought that up.
Cocaine puffs.
Yes, exactly, which would be?
Oh, cereal?
Yes, a breakfast food for kids.
Perfect.
Yes.
It's great!
I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Right.
Evo Morales, the new president who likes to wear sweaters, you know him, he wants the Bolivian peasantry, the people who grow coca, to be able to make a living, but in a way that they avoid all those American helicopters who keep swooping in all the time. So his foreign minister suggested, quote, coca has more calcium than milk. It should be part of the school breakfast.
I got milk.
Milk. It should be advertised. This cereal is part of a complete modeling career. Mm-hmm.